I do want to turn our attention to another story that caught my eye. UK mental health charities handed sensitive data to Facebook for targeted ads. Now, this is a story which says that apparently a tracking tool which was embedded in charities' websites and included details of web pages a user visited and buttons they clicked, linked to depression, self-harm and eating disorders, was fed back to Facebook so that Facebook could then target them with ads relating to those things. The charities involved, most of whom have removed this from their website now, but they include Mind, Shout and Rethink Mental Illness, as well as the eating disorder charity Beat. And there are lots of people who are saying that this is morally wrong when it comes to our health data, that this shouldn't be shared in this manner. Well, joining us to discuss this is Fevzi Turkalp, who is editor for thegadgetdetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. The first thing that I want to understand about this is, how widespread is this kind of data sharing?
It's extremely widespread. There's a whole industry based around something called analytics. So people have websites. Obviously, they're interested to know how their websites are working, how many people are visiting, which parts of the website are they going to, what are they clicking on. That sort of information is legitimately sought by people who operate websites in order to improve the service that they provide and do a better job. The problem is that the analytics software that they use, they get for free from companies like Meta / Facebook and also Google. And, you know, nothing is free. When you accept analytics tools for inclusion in your website from Meta or Google or others, you are agreeing to share the data that you collect from that website about your users' use of the website. And it astounds me that these charities and in some cases NHBs, it was about roughly about a quarter of the charities that were looked at and about 10% of the NHS trusts were using this particular tool, and there will be other tools in use as well. And it astounds me that people who have responsibility for the data of, in some cases, some very vulnerable users claim not to have known that either the data was being shared or that it was being used in this way. It's astounding. What did they think? Did they think that Meta was a charity or Google is a charity, just charitably giving away this really useful software? Did they not think that it was being shared, or did they turn a blind eye?
And what kind of content would these users have been targeted with? Would it have been stuff that would potentially support their mental health, or could it have been more sinister than that?
Well, so once it's in the hands of a third party, you have to ask, how is it being used by those companies? And they will typically use it, Meta would use it for targeting advertising. So if people have got a particular illness, they may target something that might be related to that illness. There was one case of an NHS trust where people who clicked on a guide for HIV sufferers were identified. And I should say identified because it's possible to look at what's called an IP address, which is effectively a marker saying, you know, who you are or where your house is or something like that. And it can be used to identify you and even link it back to your Facebook account in this case. So it's not as if the data is necessarily anonymized. So, yeah, they can use it to target advertising. But the other problem with that is that, you know, this data can be sold through data brokers and it can be in all sorts of uses. It could end up, for example, with a medical insurance company or an employer. You don't know. And obviously health data is very sensitive in those respects.
Well, Facebook has said that they make it clear that organizations should not be using Metapixel to collect or share sensitive data such as information that could reveal details about a person's health or data relating to their children. Now, they say that it shouldn't, but how hard are they trying to enforce that, do you think?
Well, they have tools in place that's meant to screen it out, and it doesn't, as far as I understand, doesn't do a particularly effective job. But also, why are they then using the data? Why are they then matching it up to people's Facebook accounts? And why are they making use of it, even if the data shouldn't have come to them? You know, everyone has got some blame here. Mm. The charities and the NHS trusts, the large tech companies, and governments for not regulating. And now that we're outside the European Union, we may not be regulated by the GDPR regulations in the future. So Britain is in danger of becoming a sort of data bargain basement where companies who want to indulge in suspect practices may be able to do things here that they won't be able to do in the European Union in the future.
Oh dear, so it comes back to Brexit. Wonderful. Fevzi Turkalp, thank you so much, editor for thegadgetdetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.